Ricky Telg. I'm a professor in the Department of Agricultural Education and Communication at the University of Florida.
Interesting event here at the Florida FFA Convention in Orlando. Your students, I guess, and your program is tied in with the Florida FFA for a new effort here in a newsroom. Tell us a little about how this came about.
Sure. We're staffing a media room for the state FFA convention. We did this last year, and this will be the second time this year, in which our students in our communication and leadership development program at the University of Florida are writing news releases, shooting videos, shooting photos, doing all the social media for the convention. It gives the students a great experience to be able to do this in a professional setting, but it also provides a service to the state FFA organization, so that they have this media outlet, and because of the technology that we're dealing with, the students here who are attending the FFA convention are able to access all the social media, see the videos, and it's really been a great experience, not only for our students, but also, I think, for the FFA attendees here to see all the stuff that's going on.
Well, you know, when you think about the leadership capabilities and training going on in the FFA, it's a great marriage between your program and that. And how do you choose the students? I imagine a lot of your students have come up through the FFA ranks, and this would seem to me to be a very popular thing for a student to want to get involved in.
We choose the students who are in the media room here through an application process. So there's a time frame, and then there's a deadline, of course. And so after the deadline, both myself and Kevin Kent, who's with the state FFA organization, we sit down, and based on my knowledge of most of the students who have applied for this, as well as what he's looking for in terms of the skill level, we sit down and we really rank those applicants and choose the three or four students who are going to be working in the media room.
I'm going to shift over now and talk to Becky Rollerson. Becky, I understand that you've been involved in the program. You helped teach a couple of the courses at UF in the ag communications field, but you've actually been the newsroom manager, I guess, overseeing the students and some of the activities. What's it been like, and how's the progress going with this?
Oh, it's a great learning experience, and really it's a team effort, you know, organized by the Department of Agricultural Education and Communication at the University of Florida. But it's definitely been a team effort this week. We have students with a lot of different strengths. We've had some students that definitely have a strength in social media or a strength in video and being able, and in writing, and being able to take those different skill sets and bring them all together and be able to provide a service to the Florida FFA Association, who really it's nice for them to be able to give this responsibility to someone else externally, but at the same time have that partnership that builds our students' skills.
What's your biggest challenges for growing this effort in the future?
It's definitely coming up with new content. We wrote a lot of feature stories this year that we were not able to do last year. So it's just growing each year, taking on that responsibility, continuing the partnership, and learning more about the best way to tell the FFA story.
Have you been able to see any results in terms of media access and picking up on what your efforts are here, since this is kind of a new effort to get the word out?
Oh, absolutely. We had a few different media channels contact us during the week about several different stories, and of course we appreciate the support of Southeast AgNet as well.